Interview 5. Tape 5, side 1. Interview with Mrs. Eric Zeisel in her home, 11110 Montana, Los Angeles, California, September 16th, 1975. At the conclusion of the last tape, you were on your way to America, and you were pregnant with Barbara, but you didn't want to tell Eric.
Yeah. Well, on the ship, I was very seasick, and I didn't know that it was not seasickness.
Mm-hmm.
It turned out later to be Barbara. But on the ship, we met a Mrs. Short. She was an Austrian countess, and had married a Mr. Short, who was, as she described it, a right-hand man of Roosevelt.
Oh.
I think by the name that he probably was a relative, maybe a brother of that Short, you know, of the infamous fame of Short and Kimmel, who were responsible for Pearl Harbor. You know, the two generals, one of them was called Short, and maybe this one was a relative, I don't know. Anyway, she, as being Austrian, and she having come from Austria, born in Austria, took an interest in us.
I see, yes.
And she took us, so to say, under her wing and said we must meet her husband. And she said, by all means, you have to stay in the hotel where we always stay. It's the right thing for you. And it was the Hotel Irving on Gramercy Place.
Oh, yes.
And it was indeed a very charming place that had the inhabitants of the hotel got a key to a little park that was just outside the hotel. But the problem was that we had arrived in America with exactly $300, which we had saved from this period in Paris and the millionaire for whom Eric. And in the first week we were there, $100 was gone of these $300. No, the hotel was pretty cheap, and I remember us having lunch there for 50 cents. Though it was a fine hotel, apparently catering to the upper classes. And we did meet her husband. And that was kind of really like quite an experience for us.
I can imagine.
It was the first government official, American government official, that we had met. Now, he was in his hotel room too when we met him and his wife. And as kind of a greeting, he showed Eric that he could put his foot behind his neck. And he was like a boy, you see, and very, very nice man, but already in his 50s. But this was kind of his behavior, you know. He took his foot and he put it behind his back. And we were used to these very stiff, bearded gentlemen who were state ministers and high officials and hofrats and regierungsrat. And we had imagined, man, you know, meeting somebody like this. Also, she said right away that we must meet a friend of hers, the widow of Elihu Root. It was only years later than when a film was made about Woodrow Wilson that I encountered in this film the figure of Elihu Root, who was the leader of the Republican Party and did everything to destroy everything that Wilson wanted to do. And she said that this woman was still more powerful than Roosevelt in New York or something, and we, by all means, we must meet her. And we did meet her, and the thing was this, that she had invited a great party, and Eric and his brother were supposed to play, but what? Viennese songs, you know? So in order to please, you know, the new environment, they played these Viennese, you know, Heurigen songs. And Mrs. Elihu Root was surely about 77, and everybody else that was invited there was either 77 or 87 or 97, you know? And all of a sudden, Eric came to me and he said, "Do you also feel so old?" Because they were there and they clapped their hands, and it was a little bit like kindergarten, you know, to us. And we felt like thousands of years older than all these people there, you know.